This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I am so proud of Europewars.com and Infowars.com and Newswars.com and PaulSiteSummit.news and Band.video. Just look at that great HD footage. It looks better than what the New York Times comes out with. And that's Dan Lyman and one crew member. And our listeners financed that and put that in the field. If you're a radio listener, you can find it all at Europewars.com. Dan, we got about 4 minutes left in this segment. I love what you're doing. We're trying to get a bigger war chest to fund you. I'm glad you're getting the crew. You're kicking ass. What else do you want to say about what's unfolded with the ongoing UN invasion as COVID destroys the third world? The UN admits they're going to use the third world to totally swamp the West. What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners on this live October 13 transmission?
Well, as the borders remain open in many regards to the third world migrants, our borders continue to close tighter and tighter. Europe is essentially going down into another phase of lockdown.
By the way, that's so key. They're locking us down in our neighborhoods and we can't travel, but the big border is open. I mean, this is so obvious. We're being invaded and being told to lock down and be on house arrest while we're invaded.
Right, and I would say that that's all part of the agenda as well. I mean, that keeps less people out on the streets, less people talking to each other, gathering together, talking about the latest news in many ways. And so we're seeing, you know, the UK is descending into crazy corona tyranny. The Netherlands is going into another partial lockdown. Switzerland is bringing in new rules that are pretty oppressive, in my opinion. And it's happening in Germany. It's happening in France. It's not going to end, folks. They have no intention of letting this ever end.
Exactly. And it's a tightening down. Gates just said 10 years.
Right. And, you know, there are some people out there who say, oh, after November 3rd, it's all going to change. Maybe in the United States, maybe not. But if it was just a U.S.-based election, focused agenda, it wouldn't be happening.
No, this is a global technocrat power grab. This is introducing martial law to us.
Absolutely. And when I was with you back in July there in studio, we talked about this and I was saying how, you know, it was just at the hint of daylight that they might be easing back on some of these restrictions. But what I was noticing was that they were giving us this false sense of security while they took more away with the other hand. And that's now we're watching that happen.
Oh,
really,
don't worry, it'll go away. But no, it never goes away.
Right. And, you know, I'm concerned about these comments coming out of the WHO that is giving us a false sense of security where they say, you know, we're not advocating for lockdowns anymore. Maybe that's the case, but it's to keep us off balance where they're going to say, yeah, but you're never going to take your mask off again and you're going to be living at home.
Or you've got to have an app that lets you travel. That's just me. Oh, we're not for lockdowns. Just have your app.
Yes, actually, that's actually interesting news. The EU reportedly today just agreed, all EU nations, they're agreed on common travel rules pertaining to COVID. We have that posted over at
Europe. That's a global travel ID. You talk about making Hitler salivate. This is...
Right, because until very recently, you could still travel to certain European countries, and they would let you in. It wasn't really that big
of a deal. The EU wants open borders on its contiguous borders, but domestically, you don't have travel. Wow, that's the opposite of the promise, Dan.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and even if you travel, if I was to come home from Berlin on Monday, this Monday, instead of Sunday, I would have had to quarantine for 10 days in Switzerland. And those rules are becoming more and more frequent and oppressive, and they're introducing more and more areas. And basically,
well,
you know,
he said it never ends until there's not one COVID case. Well, any regular coronavirus is a false positive. So until the cold virus is eradicated, he's got to rule us. This is how big tech takes over. Everyone must get it. I've been mad at Trump about going along with this, but I think he's starting to get it. What do you think, Dan?
I think he is, and I think he tried what you said to get out ahead of this and put out a vaccine that wasn't controlled by Gates, and now Gates is doubling down and saying, oh, well, we need to wait for the second round of vaccines. Now he's trying to play
chess. Doesn't that validate what Trump did? Was it neutralize that?
Definitely, and Trump has now been really pushing Regeneron, saying that it would be, you know, more effective, their product, than the vaccines. So I think Trump was trying to get ahead of this. We'll see if he can do it again.
It's incredible. We have a president actually fighting them. It's amazing.
He's amazing. Everybody needs to get out there and vote on November 3rd. Donald Trump, vote like your life depends on it, like the Dems say, because it does.
Damn right. All right, Dan Lyman, you're amazing. EuropeWars.com. EuropeWars.com. Spread that link like your life depends on it. Thank you, Dan.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, InfoWars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. The UN controls your life, the apps on your phone. The lockdown will never end. And it's a war against individual families and individual businesses. It's a corporate fascist slash communist takeover. Carlos Zapata, a month and a half ago, knocked it out of the park. He's now a major leader in California. People calling all the time saying, get him back on the show. He's back with us. But here's what he had to say about, you won't stop us if it comes to blows. Here it is.
Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled and cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs, you can sit here and you're going to get paid, you can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now, that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat, I'm not a criminal, I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has a ball to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you see the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it while they're wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here.
The oldest form of war, the oldest form of total war, is siege. Shutting down people's right to movement. And their right to be able to feed themselves and be able to get water. And now Bill Gates says it never ends. It's a great leap forward. They're cutting off the carbon. They're depopulating us. They're telling us that they're killing us. And so none of us want physical confrontation. But
You shut us off. You starve us. You bankrupt us. You tell us you're coming with dangerous vaccines to put them in our body. You're coming to assault us. And so I've always been a peaceful guy, and the enemy's got it all set up with a provocateur, some Antifa in Michigan, try to kidnap the governor to make that tyrant a victim. We don't want any offensive stuff right now. But we have to start having the discussion about we're under assault. We're being economically bankrupted as a tool of control. We have to start having a real debate about who's in command and control of this. Who is the enemy? Because the identification in a war is part of the war, that once the public figures out that they're under attack, a lot of times the enemy stops attacking once we organize the response. But we are now in that wheelhouse. Carlos Zapata is a really smart guy, former Marine, husband, father of four, Iraq veteran, a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt and teacher, resident of Palo Credo, California, and Patriot owner. I have a successful business there in town. He joins us at Carlos_Zapata_1 on Instagram, Carlos.Zapata.90. I can ask a lot of questions, brother. We're all on the same page. We're all in the same position here. We know we're under attack. Since you were on a month ago with us, where do you want to go first? And I've got my questions.
Well, a lot's happened. Thanks for having me again, Alex. I appreciate you having me on your show again. And a lot's happened since we last talked, and I figured it'd be a good time to come back on and update you as to what we've been doing and what's transpired over the last 4 or 5 weeks. So wherever you want to start, we can take it from there.
Well, I mean, I can ask a lot of questions, but you're on the ground. Obviously, people resonated with what you said. I resonated because I'm not looking for physical stuff, but I'm under physical attack. Economic warfare is true war. We are being attacked. We don't want to be tricked into a physical response, but we have to start having that discussion. Just where do you want to go first?
Absolutely. So, Alex, you said something a couple seconds ago here about them taking away our ability to travel and taking away our ability to feed ourselves. You know, so the week after we talked, I was on a flight out of Sacramento, California, headed to Florida, and we were on a tarmac, and my wife and I were both asked to leave the flight because we refused to put masks on. So that was step one. You know, that was the first time.
Yeah, next it'll be you don't have a vaccine certificate. That's the whole plan.
Absolutely. So we did that. We got off the flight. They kicked us off right on the tarmac, you know, and we got our bags and we were back home. Now, fast forward a few weeks to that, we were invited by Dr. Cordy Williams to be a part of the 1776 Forever Freedom Tour. And so we ended up flying out to St. Louis, Missouri. On the way there, we had no problem. You know, we sort of had our neck gaiters on. We pulled them down as soon as we got on the plane. Nobody said anything. On the way back, they decided to get a little bit more aggressive about their enforcement. And they ended up putting us on a no-fly list from American Airlines. So that was our little history there. But it doesn't seem like much, but to me that was a huge deal because any time they can stop people from moving, from being mobile, that is a huge, huge
Oh, that's the first thing the Soviets or the Nazis did. When they create a list that you can't travel, you're under martial law.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, and then, you know, I got to be honest with you. You know, there's been a point over the last few weeks where I was actually disappointed in the president that I very much support when he pulled out his mask during the debates, as we all saw. And I was like, oh, man, you know, not you too. But I think we've turned a corner with that. I think he's shown, you know, and he's been very tactical and strategic as to how he's approached this in the last couple of weeks. And we've seen the most protected man in the world catch COVID, recover from COVID, 3 days later go back to work, and giving us a new hope as to the things to come.
And now he's attacking Fauci, saying his pitching is even better than his COVID predictions, yeah.
Absolutely, you know, and we're seeing these numbers come out, and all the numbers come out side with us, right? It's what we've been saying from day one. It's not nearly as dangerous as we once thought it was, and now they're really starting to hone in on the impact, the psychological impact this is having on our society, the economic impact it's having on our country, and on a global scale now, and which is far worse than anything that this virus could have ever done.
Even the UN admits millions are starving to death because of the lockdown. So all these so-called heroes are actually killing because when we again. As I said, when we collapse, we just go bankrupt. The third world dies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is 7 months later, Alex. This is 2 weeks in. You know, we flattened this curve. We've moved on from this. And up here in Northern California, I'm extremely proud of the business owners up here because this round, we're sitting down. So I live in Shasta County. I own a business in the Southern County, Tehama County, just south of us. And we just recently, over the last couple of days, went into purple, which I don't even know at this point what's purple, red, green, blue, whatever this crazy governor of ours has come up with, this crazy code. And I can't even follow it anymore, you know. But supposedly we went back into the purple zone, which means that we are closed for dining at the restaurants. But I'm very proud of the citizens of Red Bluff and Tehama County because they are staying open and they're now fighting with me. Now I'm not the only
one.
This
is the essence. I love it. This is the essence of victory, is ignoring that psychotic demon Newsom who kept his restaurants open when everybody else could. That son of a bitch is a, I mean, exactly. I love to hear it. People are saying, screw you. That's good.
Well, you know, he's losing control real quick, Alex. I'm telling you what. I mean, if you would have told me that California was going to turn a corner 7 months ago, I would have said, no way, you're crazy, but we're seeing it turn. And I wouldn't be surprised if we even see California turn purple or even red in the future.
All right, so stay there. No, I know there's a huge awakening. All right, Carlos Zapata is our guest. And let's talk about fixing this peacefully, but where this goes with Gates with the forced inoculations. Because let me tell you something. They're saying they're going to come to our house and grab our kids. My kid has a convulsion, you're dead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jones here back live. The only way I have to describe my feelings is to describe them, because I can't even understand them. I almost feel weak and pathetic being on air right now talking about this instead of going to Nancy Pelosi's house or going to Barack Obama's house or going to George Soros' house. Not even to be violent, but just to say, take your foot off my neck. They admit you want to shut down the economy, you want to bankrupt me to teach me how to behave. Bill Gates says, oh, this is great. It's going to make us all lower our carbon footprint when the whole planet's carbon-based. These are just a bunch of control freaks that revel in consolidation of power, and now they've launched their big move to counter nationalism and populism worldwide. It's an incredible gamble. It's causing a major backlash. Carlos Zapata is a Marine Corps veteran, a patriot, a very well-spoken person. But I can tell you, he's become incredibly popular all over the country with a statement he made over a month ago. He's here with us now, but you brought up some good news. I live in the People's Republic of Austin, which is not Texas. People ask why, because my family's been here since, the state got founded. But outside of it, people ignore it. You go to small towns, mid-sized cities, everybody's ignoring it. They're laughing at it. They know it's an exaggeration, overblown hoax. But you're saying where you're at in Northern California, folks are also finally not complying, because compliance with tyranny is slavery. Resistance to tyranny is victory.
Absolutely, and this is the Wild West out here, I mean, we're a big country, but out here in the West, we still have that fight pioneer spirit, and there's people who are just fed up right now. We've had enough. The first couple weeks, even the first couple months, everybody tried to comply to do what they felt was right at the time, just to see what was going on and see where this whole thing landed. Now that we've seen where it landed,
people know it's a con now. They complied, they gave stuff up to be good, but now they know it's a screw job.
Absolutely. They know it's a hoax, and they're not only offended and affronted, but they're ready to act. And now they want revenge. We want our time back, right? It's like the guy who prison for 20 years and then gets out. I'm going to want some revenge, right? I'm the one that wants some compensation out.
Retribution.
I want my time back. So, retribution is the right word. So people are sick of it, Alex. They're going back to work. They're taking off their masks. They're taking the masks off their kids. They're fighting the school boards to get these kids back in school, because that's the most important thing right now. It's our education. And they're wanting to get back to normal right now. Not 10 days from now, not, a month from now. Right now, people are ready to get back, and they're fighting. The problem is, Alex, is that the governor has given way too much power to these public health officers in the counties. And we have a tyrant of a public health officer here in Shasta County who is absolutely horrible. Her name is Karen Ramstrom, and I hope people hear her name and keep putting the pressure on her, because she has chosen to mandate vaccines now for all hospital workers. And my wife works at the hospital, gets a flu vaccine every single year, but this year she's not, simply because she's now being mandated to.
And that's how this starts, oh, it's the healthcare workers and it's everybody else.
Absolutely, but the small victory we had was that we put enough pressure on her a few weeks ago here, where she actually reversed that decision. So that was a small victory, but I'm not resting on our laurels by any means, because that can be changed really, really quickly. So, and this is what they do, right? They give you a little bit of what you want, and then they take it away. They give you a little bit of what you want, and they take it away. And they keep you on this leash, and they keep you passive.
And again, whether you live in Australia or Germany or the United States, it's the same program, because it's a UN global program. Pulling back from that, what's happening locally,
big picture here. This is admittedly about world government, collapse of civilization, a consolidation of control. I mean, people have to recognize how dystopic this is to understand the only thing you have to lose is compliance. You comply, we're done.
Absolutely. That, this has been my message from day one, Alex. People say, oh, it's just a mask, you know. It's just, you know, I'm not confrontational. I want to be able to go to the store efficiently without being confronted. I said, well, you're the problem. You know, you are the problem because these masks are make it very, very easy for them to count and to see who they can and cannot control. You know, so, and that is step one. And now we're seeing, you know, all the illnesses and everything else that comes along with wearing a mask. And we talked about this last time. I won't beat that dead horse, but I think we know where we're at with these masks and how horrible it is.
No, no, tell folks. Other people know about the bacteria and the rotting teeth and the fact that we're supposed to exhale the stuff not deep in our body. Because there's a lot of what we're not just taking a piss or a crap. What you're coming out of your mouth is a form of getting rid of stuff.
And you see people pulling their mask down to sneeze, or we saw that video of Joe Biden a couple days ago pulling his mask down to cough, you know. Well, shit, you might as well, you know, stand the effect you're going to get, you know. And you wonder why people are getting sick. You wonder why people are feeling short of breath or feeling dizzy or nauseated throughout the day. It's because of that. You know, my own mother was wearing a mask at work in the beginning of this thing and ended up, you know, having to go to the doctors and the diagnosis was that this mask was causing her to have.
Well, they know that it incubates. I read about a nurse that died because such filthy bacteria grew in her mask that she wore all the time the same mask. It becomes like a dirty diaper you wear on your face.
That's exactly what it is. It's absolutely disgusting, you know. And I was pretty happy when I went out to Missouri a few weeks ago for that rally, the 1776 rally. In the city of St. Louis, it's absolute chaos, right? I mean, you can't take three steps without putting a mask on. But if you go outside into the counties, into the more rural areas, it very much felt like normal life. And the rally we were at, I did not see one mask at the rally we were at, and there was thousands and thousands of people there. So people are starting to get it, Alex. I think people are starting to realize that that mask isn't doing them any good. And it's also a sign of control and the beginning to this whole playbook that they're running.
Carlos, I totally agree, but the time we have left, I want to get into big picture. The globalists, the UN, the lockdown, if Trump gets reelected, if he doesn't, Gates admitting it's a permanent lockdown. Let's talk big picture. Why do you think the globalists launched this now? Where do you think it's going? How do we counter it?
Well, you said it. I think where we're headed is mandated vaccines worldwide. I think it's population control. I think it's the absolute socialist agenda. When we saw this happen in Venezuela, right? Venezuela said, oh, you know, what happened in Cuba will never happen here because we're way more advanced, way more careful in how we're rolling out, you know, our socialist agenda. You know, what happened in Cuba will never happen here. And then it happened worse. And we're saying the same thing. Oh, that socialist agenda will never get rolled out here the way it did in other countries because we're Americans, we're different, we have a sense of freedom, but we're seeing it happen right now. And the whole idea of this globalist agenda to me, Alex, has always been to bring America to its knees, to make America like every other country, and to absolutely eradicate any sense of American exceptionalism. And I still believe we're exceptional. I still think that we are the best country in the world. I'm prouder than anybody to be an American.
I agree with you, though, but the way we become compliant, we can fall harder than Cuba or Venezuela.
Oh, we absolutely can. I mean, Rome fell, right? I mean, not to... You know,
no, it's true. I mean, you can smell it. I mean, if we don't embrace Trump and embrace a rebirth, we're done.
We have exactly 3 weeks from today, Alex, to make the biggest difference that we can ever make in our country and to determine the course for the rest of our future, really, for the rest of our time here on this earth. In 3 weeks, we get to vote. And we have to vote for Trump. I don't care how you feel about this person. I don't care if you don't agree with him on some things. We have a very, very simple and real choice to make here between freedom and slavery, and I'm going to put it that simply.
That's an incredibly clear choice. Carlos Zapata is our guest. He's kicking butt. You find him at Carlos_Zapata_1 on Twitter, Carlos.Zapata.90. You have a great speech to that group of people. Let's talk about the people, we the people, the Declaration of Independence talks about, who have the power, and if there is a war, you can't stop us. I never talk about stuff like this on air. I don't want to talk tough. I'm not a guy that wants to get physical because I know what that means. But let's talk about bad scenarios when we come back.
The future isn't coming. It's here. and in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Carlos Zapata, a veteran, patriot, a business owner, father out in California, is joining us. And I just want to explain to listeners, I know you know this, but we're not in the places we were before. This is a communist takeover funded by megabanks that always fund communists to consolidate and take over countries and get rid of the middle class and get rid of justice and get rid of due process. So communism is a tool of the mega rich. It's why all the big billionaires other than Trump are funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the collapse of society. And so I want Trump to fix things peacefully. I want America to wake up.
But because the left never gets pushed back on, they never get punished, even if Trump gets in, it's a speed hump to what's coming. So I don't think listeners understand, I know most of you do, but some may not, that under a Marxist Bolshevik takeover, this is a Maoist version of their own admissions, they're coming for you. The party's over. They don't care if everything collapses. They don't care if the cities collapse. They don't care if the restaurants are closed. It's a takeover. It's war. They like that. And that's where we are. So, Carlos, your experience, I know with family growing up in Latin America and what happened there, and we've talked about it on air before, people need to realize this isn't like the common cold, like COVID. This is the plague. This is death. What can you speak to historically about that, and what people should get ready for if we're not able to fix things peacefully, which is me encouraging folks to fix things peacefully? I think people need to understand then total resistance comes next, because it's better to die on your feet than die on your knees.
Nobody wants to make a call for violence earlier than need be. But I've said this over the last 7 months, that there's come times within the last 7 months where we have been pushed to a point of violence. You don't vote your way out of socialism. Once it takes root, the only way to eradicate it is to fight with arms, to have a violent confrontation, have blood in the streets. And I hate to say that, but it's the reality of where we're at, Alex. And if the mechanism for fixing it is broken, then we need to fix that. I mean, you don't fix it by talking, by rallying, by even voting. You fix that mechanism by violent overthrow. You fix it by storming the chambers and forcibly removing those people that are oppressing you. You change things by rallying the troops to take up arms, to learn how to use their guns, by stocking food, by making bases, making compounds, and getting ready to fight. And listen, we're prepared to do that. And I'm amazed and impressed and proud of the American people, because I've had so many people reach out to me and tell me, hey, look, I went out and bought a gun. I went out and learned how to use a gun. I took some classes. I'm practicing every day on how to shoot this gun, on how to protect my home, how to protect my property, how to protect my children. And I see the quote you just put up there. You know, I'm not going to live on my knees, you know, but I will die on my feet fighting, Alex. And I know that there's millions and millions and more every day Americans.
And the big secret is, when you give in to tyranny, you die on your knees anyways.
Absolutely. You know, and I don't know how to lay down. You know, I mean, here I am. I'm running my bar, running my restaurant. We're not wearing masks. We're doing what we're doing. People are happy. We're packed. We're full. And people say to me over and over again, you know, thank you for what you're doing. We're fighting with you. You just say the word if we ever have to.
Oh, fight. I agree. I won't go anywhere that pushes the mask stuff. And they all wonder why they're empty. When I go to the place that doesn't wear the mask, they're full. It's voting with our dollars now. I didn't tell people, we need to act now peacefully to avoid the war. How do we avoid the war?
We avoid the war by becoming normal right now, not tomorrow, Alex. I said this earlier. We got to take off our masks right now. We need to go outside and live our lives like this never happened, you know, because it is a hoax. That's how you deal with hoaxes. You ignore them. You don't abide by them. You don't comply. You don't wait for things to change. You walk outside your house every morning and you live your damn life, you know, the way that you're supposed to. And you encourage your neighbors to do the same. When they see you doing that, guess what? They're going to do it too. And when their neighbors see them doing it, guess what? It's going to trickle on down the line like a domino effect. And before you know it, our towns, our cities, and our states and country are going to be back to normal. Really,
absolutely. Carlos, and you're a leader, and there's millions of other men and women that are leaders out there. They need to get past the point of, oh, it's arrogant if I stand up and speak out. It's arrogant if I go. I'm the same way 20-something years ago, but I had to go speak. Well, what was that moment for you to go to that city council? I was imagining you would have had probably a more tame message, but I bet once you were up there, the spirit hit you, had a responsibility. I'm saying everyone has a responsibility now to issue the warnings before things get physical, because we're really to fight and die, which people are ready for, folks. We're coming to that point. We better fight now peacefully to stop it.
You know, the moment makes the man, the moment makes the leader, makes the person, and that was just my moment, Alex. I felt the emotion of the moment. I got wrapped up in it in a good way, and I think that I met that moment head on, you know, and thankfully I did, because I was at the airport in St. Louis, and somebody comes up to me and says, hey, you're that guy who was on Alex Jones' show. Well, because of you, I went and opened my business. So we're doing positive things. If one person, if just one American goes and opens their business because of something I said.
That's leadership.
You said, Alex. The work that we're doing is great, and it's important, and we got to keep fighting. So I'm encouraged. You know, I know there's a lot of negativity out there, and it sucks. I mean, this is real, speaking our minds. If we keep fighting for this normalcy, and if we keep, you know, threatening violence, we're gonna get pretty far, because I hate to say it, there has to be a threat of violence. You know, our words without
they're
the
violently violence, bankrupting, you know, us. They're violently shipping people into nursing homes to kill them. I'm sorry, you're right. You explain that to people. Because when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. Start over.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, if a dog doesn't have teeth, all it has is a bark. And before you know it, nobody's going to listen to that dog. And our teeth is our ability to pick up our arms and fight for our rights, right? The Second Amendment is absolutely a genius part of our Constitution. Our forefathers had such great foresight to what was to come. And here we are in 2020 facing exactly what they feared would happen. Without that amendment, the First Amendment means nothing. You know, our free speech isn't free unless we have the Second Amendment to protect that.
That's right. It's true. It's backed up by the threat of violence.
It absolutely is, you know, and I'm not a violent, well, I shouldn't say that. I am a violent individual. I buy
it. Let's just say it. Criminals don't break in your house or my house because they know there's probably a man with a gun. We're not violent, but we have the capability to be violent.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and when good men are willing to do bad things, great things will happen, you know, and it's going to be ugly for a little bit. It's chaotic, but you got to realize that their number one tool, their mechanism to enforce their agenda is instability. They're going to try to tip, topple, and destabilize our society every single day. So it's up to us to gain that stability back, and the only way you fight that is with violence, Alex. I hate to say that, but there's going to come a time. I mean, look at these clowns in the streets. Let's call them what they are. They're savages. They're animals. These people in the streets of Portland, in the streets of Seattle, who are destabilizing what was once a great, great city.
Oh, if real men were turned loose 5 minutes, they'd be shut down instantly.
Yeah. They'd be shut down right now. We could end this thing right now, Alex. And they better be thankful. Like I said in my speech, be thankful that we are good and thoughtful citizens, but we're not going to be that much longer. And we're way past the boiling point. I mean, this is way over. At this point, Alex, my business is open. If they were to shut me down right now, I would put up the call and there'd be hopefully 100,000 people there with guns ready to fight them. And I don't think they want that fight at this point, which is probably
because you called their bluff. And so many men I know think giving in is what. No, they live off our ancestors who didn't let people push them around. And then they live off the fuel that men put in the tank for them. It pisses me off.
Absolutely. My dad taught me early on the way you deal with a bully is you punch him in the mouth as hard as you can, you know, and that's it. You don't talk to him. There's no reasoning. There's no rationalizing with these people. You know, you're never going to win an argument with these idiots.
Exactly. The bully doesn't respect you until their head hits the concrete.
Absolutely. And we're a lot tougher than they are. We're smarter than they are. And we're weaponized and we can use them, you know. I mean, I don't know if you saw that Bloomberg article. Maybe we can talk about this later on, Alex, if we have time. There's a Bloomberg article written by Michael Lewis a couple weeks ago. And he came up here and made us look like a bunch of retarded hillbillies, you know, and in his article. And what he's got to know is that we are much smarter, we're much more strategic, and we're patient. But when the time comes, when that patience runs out, it's people like him who are going to be hiding behind us.
Well, I love he's like Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake, right before the French Revolution. I mean, he's literally this elitist, like his boss, Bloomberg, saying, farmers, they're dumb. They just grow, just stick a seed in the ground. Oh, yeah, that's all you do as a farmer. Yeah, right. Let's come back and talk about that. Give us the headline. We'll put it up. And we'll talk about, let's say Trump loses. Let's say they assassinate Trump. Let's talk about bad scenarios. Let's talk about targets. Not that we're going to target. We're just hypothetically talking about.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We must resume life now. Texas County Judge calls on Governor to reopen all businesses to 100% capacity.
Back down.
So Don Salazar article.
No, I won't.
On InfoWars.com.
Down.
You can. Here's another one. WHO Europe director says government should stop enforcing lockdowns. Says shutdown of economy starving the third world. Is that them realizing the world's awakened and is pissed, covering their ass from what they've already done? Regardless, they're having to admit we're right now. Carlos Zapata, that's a far cry from the October 1st article just 12 days ago saying you're a crazy, evil person in the Bloomberg article Inside a California Revolt. So some big victories right now.
Yes, sir. You know, it's pretty funny because when that guy came up here, he wasn't going to, you know, write an article about us, about me, or about the other leaders in this movement. You know, it was really to come up here and just kind of see what was going on in Shasta County, because our CEO, Matt Pontes, was an absolute criminal. has put out the call now to come up and kind of see what we were doing, you know, that he sort of turned him on to us at that moment. And he pivoted toward us, and we went and had coffee. And obviously, they're always real nice, right, in person. They're always real, real kind and sweet. And
it's shocking how nice they are when they stick the knife in your back.
Absolutely. And then I knew it. Listen, we all knew exactly what was going to happen. That article wasn't there to paint us in a good light. But we figured, that those who read it would see through the bullshit if they were on our, you know.
Oh, yeah. I had a meeting with a big globalist the other day off record. And I just told him, I said, you go ahead and do your lies. People are going to see through you. And he actually understood that. They know now that the worse the lies, the more people just up front don't believe them.
Absolutely, you know, and listen, we are smart people. We're educated people. We're people who read every day. We're people who run businesses. We raise families. We're not dummies, Alex. And I think, you know, and I see what you're putting up right there with the state of Jefferson. That's a big move, and I'd love to come on sometime.
Come on next week. Tell us about state of Jefferson.
I'd love to talk about that. I won't take the time right now because that's a big topic, and I'd love to bring my friend Terry Raposa on the show because he's a
anytime
great,
you
smart,
want, or we'll fly and, you guys here. But let me just stop you there. The time we do have left, let's talk worst case scenario. They assassinate Trump. They're able to. I mean, they say Keith Olbermann. I'm sure you saw the clip. Said we will dominate their supporters. We'll put them in prison. We're going to eradicate them. We're going to exterminate them. This is classic Weatherman terminology. Folks need to know they really mean to do this. So, people, I mean, what do you see that look like? I don't want to go kill Antifa in downtown. They want us to go have that fight. If it goes into martial law, God forbid, who are the main targets here? They're going to go after us, but who are the targets? I guess leftist leaders, their people?
Yeah, you know, and here's absolutely, you know, but here's the deal, Alex. It's not as simple as establishing a list of targets or a target list and going after them. At that point, I think we need to have very well prepared and structured militias. And we're really blessed up here to have leaders such as...
You're saying deny them government. Just make our own governments and ignore them is the way to cut them off, is what you're saying.
100%. We have to turn internal. We have to turn into our small towns and cities and really gather our resources here in our very local immediate areas and use that. Because at that point, it's not going to be really beneficial for us to go to leave our areas to go fight a target that's outside of where we live. I think we have to cling on to a well-established militia locally and protect our areas, our families, and sort of internalize at that point, if that makes any sense. Because if we all do that,
all politics is local. The enemy wants to seize the local. So during a civil war, we just have to establish local constitutional government and operate from that perspective.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a blocking play, right? I mean, we're absolutely going to block them from getting any kind of root hold on our cities, counties, states, whatever it might be. And we're really lucky up here. We're very, very lucky to have a very well-prepared militia.
No, I agree, but can you believe we have to talk about this seriously in late 2020?
No, I can't. If you would have asked me a year ago if I'd ever, you know, associate myself with any kind of militia, I would have said, hell no. Those guys are nuts, man. You know, I picture some guy up in the hills with a long beard, you know, jumping over barrels and practicing shooting, you know. And I'm telling you right now that that's not what they are. These guys are very, very smart, very prepared, and very strategic and ready to fight.
Well, sure, it's just people that saw this coming. Smart and people that saw this coming.
They absolutely did, you know, and guys like you, Alex, I have so much respect and admiration for what you've done over the years, you know, where people like me, maybe we weren't listening before, but we're certainly listening and aligning ourselves now because we're living it. You know, we're no longer reading about it or hearing about it, Alex. I am living this right now. I'm living this very real attack on my family, on my business, on my freedoms. And what am I to do? I mean, I can't lay down. We got to fight, and that's the next step. And how we get there is laid out for us as well. They have their
and again, we don't want to go there. We're not planning anything. The point is we're under corporate financial attack. And now Bill Gates is coming with a vaccine absolutely that he admits makes you sick. That's a violent assault.
You know, it's as simple as this. 2 weeks ago, I woke up to check my bank accounts because I had to pay some bills, and my business accounts were all closed. Every one of them were closed by the bank because we do a lot of cash business and we deposit some cash into the bank when we have to pay bills. So apparently we've made too many cash deposits.
Brother, that wasn't what it was. They did that to me a month ago, too. They're taking everybody's bank account right now.
Absolutely. And I talked to my merchant services people, and they said that it was that was going on everywhere, so we weren't alone in that.
No, I talked to the merchant accounts. We lost a bunch of bank accounts a month ago. I haven't announced that yet. We finally got some back. But, yeah, they said, Mr. Jones, we have thousands of people calling us, gun owners, gun shops, sporting goods shops, anybody that's a registered Republican who's prominent, they're losing their accounts. The commies are already making their move right now. Your family grew up under this. People don't understand. The commies cut your bank accounts off.
They lived it. Absolutely. You know, they live this, Alex, and this road is a very, very dark one. You know, it's a very perilous one, and if we want to go down that road, it doesn't end well. There's no light at the end of this
tunnel. I was about to say, you want to take our bank accounts away and starve us? You die next.
Yeah.
That you keep pushing your crap.
Absolutely, you know, and here we are. We're living it. It's no longer theoretical. It's no longer in the future. Here we are. We are living it, and there's people standing up, Alex. You know, be encouraged, as negative as we can be. You know,
I was about to say, look how the left folds every time somebody fights them. But they don't think you think Chucky Schumer and them realize what they're conjuring, Mr. Zapata?
Absolutely not, and I'll tell you what, that Gavin Newsom is getting a taste right now of his own medicine. He's seen what a free people can do. He's seen that freedom is anecdotal to what he's doing, and the antidote, the medicine to what he's doing is simply to live our lives and tell him to screw himself, and we've done that. He hates it. He's an egomaniac, and he is
He's a total psycho. He's panicking. Explain to people how he's totally hated now.
He's completely hated now. I have friends that voted for the guy who want to shoot him now, and they're not going to. Don't worry. But there's people that absolutely hate him. Nobody's going to vote for him again. And I wouldn't be surprised if he lost the next election here in California, to be honest with you.
God, he is such a fake piece of crap. Don't you thank your God every morning you're not Gavin Newsom, Carlos Zapata? I thank God every day I'm not a piece of garbage like him.
Every single day, there's a great interview out there with him and Adam Carolla that's pretty old now. It's probably maybe even 10, 15 years old, you know. But he starts off talking like he's a conservative. He starts off talking about, you know, his obstacles and challenges that he met as a young business owner. And all of a sudden, he takes his hard left. I said, well, how do you get from here to there, right? And that plays into what we're talking about right here, Alex, where somewhere along the line, somebody bought him off. Somewhere along the line, somebody groomed him to fill the role that he's filling right now, right? Because you don't go from being a business owner, overcoming government obstacles and hating those government obstacles to all of a sudden being the oppressor, right? You don't go from being oppressed to the oppressor without at some point being bought by somebody, and he was definitely bought. So,
damn right. Well, listen, get your buddy on next week for an hour. Let's talk about the state of Jefferson.
I want to get him on. That right there will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, Alex. It's a great – we'll have a great hour talking about that because there's a great movement going on, and it's going to happen. We're closer than ever now to making that happen. I would love to get Terry Raposa on this show with me and with you, and that will be really enjoyable for all your guests as well. So.
Well, I'm excited. People look at California, what a mess it is, and they say, look at that. Texas is almost blue, folks. We're almost what California was. So I don't look at California as like, oh, with some pleasure. I look at California, a beautiful state. A lot of sadness, but the word is people are really waking up that you could end up having the state flip red is what I'm hearing. Even the host of whatever that damn HBO show is, what the hell his name is, Bill Maher, was like, everybody's leaving. What are you going to do to Schiff? And Schiff didn't know what to say.
Absolutely. And we all have a common enemy. If there's anything that Gavin Newsom has done, he's galvanized us and kind of bound us together by not by our differences, but by our common enemy that we have now.
America is unifying against communism and tyranny. America is alive and awake. The sleeping giant is rising. Carlos Zapata, we'll talk to you next week, your friend. We love you and salute you. Hour number four with Paul Joseph Watson. Straight ahead.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.